Hello, everybody. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you guys for joining me. This is Film Session Look Ahead, presented by American Family Insurance. This week, Super Bowl time, and I got a couple strengths and weaknesses of our opponent, the New England Patriots. Let's start with the strength. Obviously, the strength of their offense is Tom Brady and what he can do. But I'm going to show you what they did in the division game last week versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. What happened in this game was, yes, you have to blitz Tom Brady just like you do Aaron Rodgers. But the thing is, you got to make sure you do a good job of keeping your discipline in your rush lane. What they want to do is, so here are the D-tackles. The D-tackles here, they're going to be responsible for containment on the outside. They must keep containment here, and they must keep containment on the outside coming here. They're going to run what's called a cross blitz. This linebacker is going to come first, and then second, here comes this other linebacker here. We talked about the defensive tackle. They have to keep containment because they're coming here to keep containment on the edge, and these linebackers on the outside are going to drop into coverage. Now, what happens is they bring the blitz, but they do not keep the contain. So you see the cross blitz. Cross blitz comes. Here comes the inside linebacker, and here's the defensive tackle who should be keeping contain out this way. Linebackers are dropping into coverage. Here comes the blitz. They have containment on this side, but do not have containment on the outside. The play continues. He gets pushed too far inside. Look how he gets pushed so far inside. They got containment on the outside, but no containment on the outside on this particular instance. They get outside. Now Brady has all day to survey the field, and here's the open receiver he's going to end up throwing the football to, but you cannot allow this much time on the outside. So the Falcons must do a good job. When they do blitz Brady, you have to make sure you stay disciplined in your rush lanes and make sure you don't allow him that special time to get outside and survey the field. And that's where he's hurt a lot of teams this season, is buying just a little bit of time. So you got to make sure you're disciplined in your rush lanes and make sure you keep him inside the pocket and push it and stay in your lanes. All right, we just saw a way the New England Patriots try to attack people on the offensive side of the ball by, you know, getting time. But here's on the defensive side of the ball where I know the Falcons are going to be having a great time of ways to attack the New England Patriots on the defensive side. The New England Patriots, they use a lot of man coverage. Yes, they try to play a lot of man coverage on the outside. When they do play zone, I believe there is a weakness in their zone defense that the Falcons can really attack. Let's get into a play in the last game, Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a 3rd and 8. So think about most times they want to, you know, stop you before you get to the sticks. They're going to play zone coverage. There will be some zone coverage because they want to possibly get another piece of help over the top for Julio or whoever's playing good in this particular ball game. They're going to drop. They're only going to rush 3 guys. So you got a rush here, rush here, rush here, and everybody else is going to drop into their particular zone. So it looks like a cover 2 type of shell here. Safety's going here, and you got zone coverage on the outside as well. But what they do, what I want to show you is when they drop into their zone, they get too deep in their zone coverage. Yes, here's the first down marker right here. Usually teams line up, they want to get to that third down marker and they stay there. But look at the back. Think about if Devontae Freeman comes out and he checks it down here. They're too deep in their drops. And also when they drop, they do not look up receivers. They do not look up routes that's coming behind them, especially the linebackers. As I continue to play here, they're going to go. And then look, here's the open space in the middle of the field where you find it. Linebackers never look up anybody, never look up routes on the inside. And also, here's that check down. Matt Ryan has to be patient in this game. There are going to be some check downs. You check it down to Devontae. You check it down to Tevin. Look how much room they have if you check it down here on 3rd and 8. The closest guy is here. We know how elusive Devontae can be in space. So there's going to be room to check it down. You have to be patient. Biggest thing is here, they do not look up receivers that go behind them. They're just particularly dropping to areas into their defensive scheme, not really looking up routes, which most teams usually try to do. So there's going to be room to be made, especially on 3rd down and long when you get in those situations. You have to be patient. So either the check down or the routes behind them are going to be really big in this ball game. Matt Ryan must be patient, but this is something that the Pittsburgh Steelers did a lot of in this ball game, is being patient and also understanding they don't really look up routes. Thank you guys for joining me. I hope all this happens and comes true for our Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl. Should be a great, great ball game. This has been Film Session Look Ahead, presented by American Family Insurance. See you guys later.